From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, and it's Thursday, December 6, 2018. A lot of clouds, a little bit of coldness, but I'm sure where Nadine Artemis is, up there in Living Libations Land in Ontario, Canada, it's probably a bit colder than we have here. We're going to meet her in just a second. Master Shah, a Taoist, I don't know what you would call him. He's a Taoist master, I guess. Master Shah. A Taoist master. And he's going to be here next hour. We had him on about 4 or 5 years ago. And really, really neat guy. Got a cool little book. And you could do different exercises and things like that. And so, that's coming up next hour. If you'd like to join the show, you can always do that by going to 888-663-6386 and also email patrick@oneradionetwork.com, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Most people email because nobody uses the phone anymore because you got your little thumbs and whatever. Nadine Artemis is here. We talked to Nadine now and again over the years. What a great lady, a beauty philosopher, she's been called, an aromacologist, creator of Living Libations, these great products that we talk about. She's up there in Windsor. I don't know about it, Windsor, but it's definitely Ontario, Canada. And Miss Nadine, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we're actually far from Windsor.
You're far from Windsor.
That's closer to the U.S. border, and we're up in the wooded area of Ontario.
So Ontario is like a state, like Texas or
Omaha. Yeah, we call them provinces, but it's the exact same thing.
And since recreational marijuana has been legalized, you all just walking around wacky now, or what's the deal?
Yeah, just the whole country.
Just the whole country.
Just really chill. Yeah, it is quite remarkable that is no longer a criminal herb in the whole entire country. I think we're the second country in the world to be just completely legal for all aspects of the plant across the country.
Isn't that amazing? And Canada is generally a bit more conservative than that, aren't they? That's kind of surprising.
I kind of feel like we're on par with, European countries that have a really healthy system of democracy and socialism. So we have like free healthcare and, things like that, that I think are, really good, and different kind of childcare funding and that kind of thing. And right now we have, a good liberal prime minister, Justin Trudeau, and his lovely wife is a fan of libations, and so that's really special.
Oh, is that right? That's great. How'd she find you?
What's that? How did she find us? I'm not too sure, but I was talking to Alanis Morissette about that, and she's like, I was the little birdie that told her. So,
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why I thought of that being more conservative.
Well, we definitely have, before that, we did have a conservative prime minister for a decade.
Oh, yeah, so. Maybe that's why. What was his name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
So his name was Prime Minister Harper.
Harper,
So we do fluctuate.
Yeah, just like every country, right? Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting. How's the free healthcare thing worked? Is it pretty good?
Yeah.
Really?
It's really great.
So everybody just gets a little card, and what do you do? How does that work?
It covers, not that I'm, a big user of that system.
Sure, because you take care of yourself.
Luckily, but I remember, even in our childhood and stuff, like just whatever, it's all covered. I mean, obviously some things aren't covered, like tattoo removal or, things like that. But I mean, everything that you generally need to, live is covered.
You don't
so
get
it's,
your,
it's
like,
really
yeah.
great.
Yeah, like your belly button pierced or something. They don't do that one.
Yeah, no. You know, and it's really good because, I mean, just seeing, you know, what can happen when you don't have insurance or have to pay your bills, and it's an area that's, you know, can get you by surprise.
Yeah. So,
you know, I'm sure there's a lot of issues, and I'm sure there's the pharmaceutical corruption in there and that kind of stuff. But generally, you know, for on an individual level for families across the nation, I mean, it really works for them.
Uh-huh. Your taxes are pretty right up there to pay for all that. How does that work?
Yeah.
Pretty high taxes.
We have taxes.
You pay your share, right?
But nothing crazy. I mean, it's just kind of like every other developed nation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's a percentages that vary, but it's not insane.
Not terrible. You can still make a living, huh? Pay the piper, again, make a living, and go down the road. Yeah.
And, you know, and I feel like, you know, and it, you know, and then we do have things like healthcare and good infrastructure. So, you know, it is being used wisely, generally speaking, and though I'm sure we can find areas where it's like, oh, we don't really want that funded. But,
well, you all stay out of a lot more wars than the United States does. So that's good. You don't have this massive military, you know, tromping around the world, you know, poking everybody in the eye. Ooh. So that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. So
yeah,
you guys really
generally, as the planet, hopefully we can all just keep working towards, you know, more peace and understanding.
More peace, love, and hippie bees. Boy, we need more of that. Do you still travel around and visit, do the David Wolf things? I know you did those, his little longevity things for a long time?
Yeah, our last conference was in April, and that was really fun. And I had my book out for that, so it was really fun to be able to do a book signing in person with Renegade Beauty. And we always like visiting our store in Venice Beach.
So that's the name of your book was out in the spring, right? Renegade Beauty.
Yeah.
Renegade Beauty. So what does it take to be a Renegade Beauty girl? I mean, what does it take? Yeah, thinking outside the box?
Well, it's like the book is thick, and yet it really does try to get us all to think of things a little more simply. Yet I really like to take a deep dive into, you know, the science and that kind of stuff too, because as we undo things that, you know, may have not been fully correct, as we course correct on how we want to take care of our body with things like, hey, let's engage with the sun, let's get some fresh air. You know, I like to really go deeply into, you know, how we can use sunshine safely and for our health. And I feel like we really do need to bring in a lot of science to really understand and get underneath different promotions and advertising that may have suggested otherwise.
Yeah. Well, generally, hasn't it been for a long time, Nadine, where ladies especially were always cautioned that don't get out in the sun too much, because it's not good for your skin to make your face wrinkly and all that.
I mean, since I've been a kid and growing up, that was always the message. And but interestingly, at the turn of the century and really kind of having a refreshed heyday in the 1920s and early 30s, we had a much different relationship to sunshine. And that was through, again, this is mainly in Western countries, but we had a lot of science then. In 1902, Niels Feinsen won the Nobel Prize for heliotherapy, for, you know, healing with the sun. And then in the 20s, Dr. Auguste Rollier in Switzerland was rolling off of his work and then bringing it into practice with clinics where people would go for months at a time to engage with the sun and heal. And then it became quite fashionable, even with Mademoiselle Coco Chanel, the designer, you know, saying, I don't have the exact quote, but like, every great outfit has a tan. And she was always sporting a tan, so it became quite fashionable. And then, you know what, interestingly, I don't know the exact sort of decade we took a turn on that. I was thinking it might be the 50s, especially when chemicals became a lot more mainstream.
Oh, maybe
in
when
our
they
lives.
Start selling all the suntan lotions with SP28 and all that stuff.
Yeah, and so that's when it really came into play, and then, you know, and then... Yeah, and then just so many mythologies started around being in the sun. But when you really look at the science behind it and articles in medical journals like Lancet in the 80s and 90s. And also I quote current studies as well, but it's just really great to see the history. And so many myths can be busted, like people that live nearer to the equator have less melanoma. People that have jobs outside or have more recreational use of sunshine have a 25 to 45% less chance of getting melanoma, that melanoma is higher for indoor workers that are exposed to fluorescent lighting. And that was a study that was done before the workforce was in front of a computer screen all day long. And then you've got different studies. I believe is it the Cochrane reviews that then do look at a bunch of studies and then summarize those?
I believe that's the
name. I think it's a pretty legitimate body that then summarizes ones, and then finding that like more people that use sunblock get more moles and freckles, and it really goes on, and it's fascinating. And then a book that I really like, if you're really deeply, I love finding the old books from the 1920s and stuff that talk about sunshine and heliotherapy. And then there's the Myth on Myth, Sunlight and Melanoma, which was written by Dr. Bernard Ackerman. I believe it came out in 2009, or it was republished then. And that's a thick book that goes through the whole history and all the studies and really looking at how the dermatological industry got, sort of set on these pathways. And he's pretty radical and quite a fun writer. Like, he's really quite a rebel. But he was also the founding father of dermatopathology, which is sort of a deep, more it's related to dermatology, yet sort of the deeper and more diseased aspect of the dermis.
Maybe a more holistic or natural kind of way to look at a dermatologist rather than the one on the corner.
It's still the full medicalized one, but it's the deeper, going deeper into diseases of the skin.
I see.
Deeper than dermatology. So yeah, he wasn't any kind of like naturopath. He was like a full medical doctor, but really sort of saw how we kind of got lobbied into this loss of sunlight. And then it's great reading books like, I believe, is it Caleb Salaby? Sorry, I can't remember how to pronounce his name. It's in my book. But anyway, a guy in the 1920s, and he's a doctor as well, and he just talks about how the action of sunlight clears up acne, makes for less wrinkles because the skin is getting lubricated from the inside. And so really it's also how are there things like age spots and wrinkles? And now what we understand is yes, it has to do with diet and dehydration. So if you're going into the sun with a diet high in mazola oil, you're polyunsaturated.
I'm going to have to give up mazola oil. I mean, come on, that's my favorite.
Everything.
That's my favorite. I can't give up that. It's funny. So the sixes, you mean the typical kind of toxic, sixes that we can see at the regular food store. Those are the real guys that form the spots and things, age spots?
Yeah, and it's really only needs to be about 20% in your diet.
Wow.
And from what I'm understanding is that a general formulation of like processed food is about 20% of those polyunsaturated fatty acids. Yeah. And again, that's rancid oil, it's creating free radicals. And then we're putting on chemicals, and then we're eating chemicals, and then drinking like a Diet Coke, and then laying in the sun. And so when the Los Angeles, some kind of plastic surgery society, they did a study of women, and what they found was that women that had ate PUFAs did 70% of them looked older than their actual age.
Oh,
and then they
God.
Saw that as the real cause of age spots, also because of studies with mice and different things like that.
PUFA is not a government agency next to the NSA. PUFA means polyunsaturated fatty acids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect, I don't know, do you think it's possible that there's still a lot of these so-called good ones in the hippie food store that aren't all that good as well because of in clear bottles or produced with some heat and could be oxidated and rancid?
Absolutely. Yeah. You really, it's great if you can smell the difference.
Yeah.
And, we don't need much of those oils in a way. So definitely you know, if you're going to get something other than olive oil or coconut oil, then you want to get, you know, things that are in cold pressed and in like Myron or dark glass.
Yeah.
And spend that little bit extra money. But also you can do well with olive oil and coconut oil too. But again, even with olive oil, olive oil is very much adulterated. So you really have to go.
Got
to
be careful. Yeah. Be really good. I kind of like to look for estate bottled, you know, bottled right there on the estate, and maybe extra virgin, and make sure it says a product of Italy, where if it doesn't say that, they could bring in oil from, you know, wherever, Egypt, you know, wherever.
Yes.
Yeah, and mix
like
it all
a
together.
Small family farm.
Yeah.
There's also a good California brand. There's some good California ones.
Is it the one I like is Barani or Barani or something?
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
That's a good
one. I think David Wolf turned me on to that one years ago. Yeah. Oh, David, he was.
Yes.
We have a.
And then there's some that are like, was it ice pressed olive oil?
Oh, yeah.
There's one called Rawless. That's really good.
The ice pressed in the black bottle. I've had that. Oh, it's amazing. What is that the name of it? Rawless or maybe?
Rallis.
Yeah. I think we should all just get very rich and buy that all the time.
Yes.
It's really expensive, but it's good. Great olive oil.
But truly, like, that's one area to invest.
That's
because
right. I agree.
Your fat has to be the best.
The best fat. There was a fellow that we know. His name is Andreas Wecker.
And, oh, yeah.
And he's got these oils. I don't know if you've tried them, but they're amazing.
Yes,
I mean, they're just amazing. He's got this pressing, no friction or no heat whatsoever. I mean, and he's got the Myron glass and... They're just like, whew, shoo, man. Out of the ones that Andreas has, and we promote his on our site, what do you think the best one would be to put on the face? He has hemp, black cumin seed, black sesame seed, sunflower, flax. He's got about 6, 7, 8, 9. I was thinking sunflower might be a good one as a base.
I think the nicest one you've mentioned was the... Oh my gosh, what was the second one you mentioned?
Black cumin?
Yes.
Really? That one?
Yeah.
That's a little spicy of flavor.
Yeah, that's true. It would have a bit of an aromatic thing. You could add lavender or frankincense in there. The hemp would be really nice.
Uh-huh.
But again, just make sure it's always fresh.
Oh,
although
yeah.
I do think too, with those really fresh squeezed oils, is that, you know, taking them internally will also do wonders for your skin.
Sure, yeah. I think so too. It's not something you'd want to drink a bottle a week or anything like that.
No.
There's still poofers, you know, but at least you got real clean and use them for medicinal uses. That's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. So you could put the black cumin seed right on the skin. That's cool.
Yeah, or you can mix it with some jojoba as well. That would be good.
Jojoba. Yeah. Nadine Artemis is here, and you've heard us talk about living libations around over the year. We have a pretty little ad up there, and she's got amazing products. So if you'd like to get some fun things, we'll also give some plugs on some of the things that should suggest for Christmas gifts. And so this will be something that you can give to your family and friends that you're not going to, you know, that's just not going to find on, you know, Amazon, places like that. And I think we're early enough, so when people, they want to order in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 days, they're going to get everything before Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think? Okay.
Yes. So, we're using FedEx right now, so it's faster.
Oh, good. And so what you want to do, we had to kind of create something on the cuff here so we could get some commissions on the sale, is just use promo code ONERADIO. So click on the ad in our store on the front page Sharon's putting up, or on the show page you can see there with the Nadine show page. Click on it and use Run One Radio, and that'll clue us in to hook us up for a commission, and that's because that's how we make our living, promoting her products and others' products, and then she'll also give you 5% off on the deal. So promo code ONERADIO, and while the conversation here, we'll give you some ideas and some things that you might want to get for yourself and your family and friends.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern-day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in Miron glass, our elk antler is available in three strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
One of our faves from Daniel Vitalis and Sathrival, and they don't, you know, they don't drug the elk or tie up their tourniquet and treat them. They're all farm raised and very ethical. And then you can couple those up for the holidays with pine pollen. Do the pine pollen thing and the elk velvet antler. And guys, that's a real nice combo to keep testosterone levels. And a lot of the ladies too have found that when they're going through, you know, the perimenopause, premenopause thing, that the both of these have helped them too, because it adds a little testosterone to the mix, which helps. I've heard over the years from ladies that it helps them go through that period a little bit easier. There's a store-wide sale going on right now on Sathrival, and use the code WINTER10, WINTER10, and get 10% off on all Daniel Vitalis' products, colostrum and pine pollen and the new digestive ones and all of them. And any Sathrival link, WINTER10 promo code. Previously, we talked with Dr. Rulin Zhu about using Pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it. You'll believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it, buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients, and they literally prove, and they literally show the picture every day. You know, when they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works. And it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth, he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this Pearlseum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder. Pearlseum. Click and order. OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, and we have the link hooked up to a two-pack where you get put it on sale and you get two of them from Pearlseum, and brush your teeth with it. You'll just be amazed. It's real pearl too, not just some stuff they go to Costco and buy a big box of mother pearls or something. Sorry, Costco. Pearlseum, OneRadioNetwork.com. Have you heard about that one, Nadine? We're always doing new stuff on the teeth, so we found some Pearlseum.
Oh, that's great. We have a pearl powder as well.
Oh, you do?
Can be used for teeth and face.
And face. So pearl's been traditionally used for that, hasn't it, for a long time?
For a long time, yeah.
Have you used your pearl in your teeth? Have you seen some really fun things, results?
Just like nice and white, and then it's great because it's like a dual product that you can also use as a mask or a face scrub.
Oh, cool. What's the name of your product in this? In yours?
You know what? I was saying that. I was like, what do we call it? I think it's like, I think it's Perfect Pearl Powder.
Perfect Pearl Powder. And it's from real pearls, like the one we promote, right?
Yeah, it's the crushed nacre, which is another word for it. It's a N-A-C-R-E, and then it's from a nice, protected, clean area near New Zealand from that oceanic area.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. I've taken some Ayurvedic medicines over the years, lots of them. Boy, and every now and then you see pearl on there. They use it for a lot of different things. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And in, it's also used in traditional Chinese medicine as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And how do you use the pearl powder, like, on your face? Can you give us some ideas on how to do that?
Yeah, so you can just put a little bit in the palm of your hand, and then you can either add water and then have it apply that sort of now moistened paste to your face. But that can dry because the water can evaporate. And so another way that you can do a mask is to then add a squirt of oil, like our Beskin Ever or some jojoba oil, uh-huh. or one of the Andreas oils, uh-huh. and then and no water, and then put that paste on your face for a longer moisturizing thing. Or you could even do the same thing. You can leave it on, or then you can use it like just to do a very light exfoliation.
Oh, cool. Do you have some kind of special packages or kits or something that would be neat for people to buy for their significant other or mom or sister?
We have tons of very different kits. Like some are for travel, and some are, you know, all of the things for. Sorry, I don't know why I'm.
That's right.
Got congestion. So there's like a men's kit. There's children's kit. Oh my gosh. There's birthing kits. There's essential oil kit collections. There's travel kits. There's ones with salt inhalers, and those are all in our kits and collections section. And those are generally speaking, once they've all been grouped, they're about 15% less than buying them all at regular price. And also then if you use the code on a kit, then you're getting about 20% off the regular price.
One rated. So I'm looking at the shop and I see, okay. And then you see kits and collections. Oh, I see. So this is a good place to start for Christmas, isn't it? Because, oh, look at the aromatherapy kit. Oh, cool, man. This would be something fun to give somebody real special, right?
Mm-hmm.
A benevolent
and I
beauty
believe
kit.
There's also a gift area you can click on for gift ideas.
Wow. How do you keep track of all this stuff? Man, I don't know how you do this.
We have, well, there's, yeah, my brain does a lot of the, you know, the, I'm creating and formulating. And so they're all like my little children, all our little creations. And then we also have just a fantastic team.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And also this year, because I think you know we had a fire a yeah. few years ago, and we were just breaking ground on our new headquarters at that time, but we had to kind of regroup and just do an emergency mm-hmm. setup and get our lives back together. So now, though, the past 3 years we've been building our new headquarters, and it was completed in May. And so we've just moved in, and the building is, it's so amazing to go to work there. And it was so fun that first day, because a lot of our team just wanted to keep it a surprise and they didn't even visit during construction. And just to take them around and show them their new beautiful workplace, you know, there was like jaws dropping and tears flowing. It was so great. And the building that we've made is really the first of its kind in Canada, perhaps North America, but it's the first passive solar commercial building.
Wow.
It's about 22,000 square feet, and it only takes about 10% of the energy that it would normally take to run a building that size. And then it was great because I got to design it in a way that, you know, it's really the first time that I've been able to make a building work for how I work rather than fitting into something. And so that first floor is quite long, and it goes from the alchemy room, from the first drops that make a creation, into the, you know, next rooms where we would bottle and label, and then out the door to the shipping area. Then we have what we call our vetiver vaults, which is sort of, you know, the ground floor that has all of our treasures. And then we have a lovely office floor. And then the top floor is where we get to have fun, where we have a yoga studio, a greenhouse, and just a lovely area where we can dine, and an amazing deck that is great for sun gazing and sun tanning.
Wow, that is so cool. Good for you.
Yeah, it just feels so good to be on the other side of that.
Yeah. Do y'all get a chance to eat together then a lot?
Yeah. Every day.
Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, and we have a kitchen there, and we've got really a lot of talented chefs on our team somehow. Not like legit chefs, but, mm-hmm. you know, just but they could be. The food is so great. And so, like, yesterday, for example, we had a beautiful, organic, gluten-free spread, and it was just so awesome.
I'm looking here on the kits, and I see the Maverick Men's Kit. So this is what I want. So if you want to send me something, one of our listeners, here's it. I'm just kidding. Maverick. You got to tell people what you want, right? This looks great. When I see in the Maverick Men's Kit, you have that little smelly good stuff that I bought. Was that the one amazing thing from the forest thing? Is that little?
Oh, yeah. Is that the trees, please, or the Radiant Earth? cologne.
The Radiant Earth. Wow.
Oh, that is so good.
I wore that a little bit, just one spray of that to the farmer's market one time, and I was having girls stopping me saying, what do you got on, dude?
So that we get comments like that all the time.
I know,
where
it's
people
amazing.
Use the poetic pits, and then they're like, I was sweating and working out, or I was in hot yoga. But then everybody was like, you smell so good after, what have you got? And people like kind of get followed around.
Yeah, I think it's the Radiant.
They want to know what they're wearing.
I think the one I'm talking about is the Radiant Earth. Yeah, that's the one.
Yes. Boy. And there's a cologne in that and a poetic pit. And then what's also new to our poetic pits, we also have cream deodorants now.
Oh.
And our beautiful perfume collection, we've just upped. It was like a 2-year project to get these special bottles made in Europe. And so we've got these lovely new square bottles with wood caps. And we've got two new amazing cologne. We got a new cologne and a new perfume. So we've got Eaglewood Ether, which is so amazing. It's this very breezy oceanic aroma with lots of frankincense and eaglewood, which is a really rare oil related to agarwood. It's got like a very light sort of tobacco undertones. And then we've got jasmine julep, which is just dripping in jasmine. And we had made a diffuser blend called jasmine julep, and then it was so requested for a perfume. And so it's gorgeous. Those are two new things that we've just launched.
Okay, so guys, if you want to get your significant other girlfriend, these would be fun, Eaglewood and Jasmine Julep, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. Give them some perfume. Oh, man. And Nadine Artemis is with us in Living Libations. So in general, what are the things that really causes the skin to crinkle up on boys and girls on their face? Is it the, do we go through that really, the chemicals in the food? That's one of the ways.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, definitely one of the ways is obviously what we're ingesting, because there is a skin microbiome, which is completely interconnected to the gut's microbiome. And if there is issues in the gut, that will eventually try and find its way out of the skin because it's not maybe necessarily going out the colon. So there's that realm where we want it, you know, to really take care of our skin's microbiome, yet most of our modern skincare systems and products are real microbiome disruptors. And so literally there are many ingredients and many products that are mutating the skin's microbiome or making microbes extinct, certain varieties and species. And then we get into a vicious cycle. And again, this is all happening on an invisible level. So you don't really, you know after, you know, we don't necessarily see it, but then it will come up months later or years of, you know, using things with surfactants to wash your skin. Because now we're understanding through understanding the microbiome that these surfactants are, you know, from a, like a foaming face cleanser, those are getting lodged into the stratum corneum, which is the top layer of the skin. And they are not removed even after rinsing. So you have these microscopic surfactant splinters lodging themselves into the stratum corneum. And then it's just building up, building up, building up. And so that's really disturbing the ecosystem, the skin's ecosystem, the flora. And so we really need to like step back and get out of the way with a lot of the stuff we're doing. And so really the best way to cleanse the face, even if you have cystic acne, is actually to use oil. But of course, not any oil. Mm-hmm. And I know that probably sounds crazy too, because people are like, oh my God, I have an acne, I can't use, that sounds so crazy. And it could be crazy if you're using, you know, something with a petroleum oil derivative, like a baby oil, a rancid oil, and even oils that seem natural, they're just not quality enough, or they're pretty much rancid by the time you get it, like just a normal almond oil that you'd buy, you know, sort of at a health food store for your face, or grapeseed oil, which is made with solvents, or something like peach kernel, which will go rancid. So you really want to be using something like the purest olive oil, or jojoba. Jojoba is like my favorite because it's the closest to our skin's sebum, and it can actually help to dislodge clogged pores. It helps to cleanse makeup off. And so that's really all you need. And people, when they switch like that, I mean, they're just, it's so transformative. And we get so many emails about people like, oh my God, I don't have to wear foundation anymore. My skin tone is more even.
Oh.
Because they're not doing this constant daily irritation, you know, of like, of putting on these foaming cleansers. And then you can exacerbate that with like chlorine coming out of your tap and then some kind of like benzyl peroxide that you may have having to put on acne. And so it's just really, you know, we're really disturbing this little environment.
So jojoba oil, and that's on your website. Do you just have a bottle of just pure oil?
Yes, we have just the pure organic jojoba, and then we have a beautiful range of what we call the best skin ever. And so we've made a few, and then we want people to move out of the understanding of skin type because it is a bit of hype, and it was really created in the 60s by Clinique to categorize and market products. And so we've been very ingrained to be like, oh, I have oily in the T-zone and, you know, hormonal acne by the chin. Those can all be real things, but it's not like you have to live your life with that skin. You want to bring it back into balance so that you're not really having a skin type. And so we've created Renegade Beauty Realms, which bring the skin back into balance. And I have also a full chart in the book that kind of relates the realms to the microbiome disturbances, or perhaps it can be, you know, a vitamin deficiency, and sort of the ingredients and the things that you can look at to sort of see what renegade realm you're in. And there's a best skin ever for each one. So we have, for example, C. Buckthorn best skin ever, which would be in the brilliant beauty realm, which is more of like acne, could be candida type fungal rashes. That's very good for that. Then we have the rose best skin ever, which would be part of our benevolent beauty realm, which is really nice for a skin that is a little more wise or perhaps having an experience of rosacea. And then we have the benevolent beauty realm, which is for skin that might be a little more sensitive. And for that, we have sandalwood best skin ever. And then we have the blithe beauty realm, which is for skin that could be a little bit red or irritated and needs calming and cooling, and like an eczema or just some kind of rashy skin. And for that, we have the frankincense best skin ever. And then with those two, we also have a little family of products called the doodabs. And those are like targeted spot treatments that then can be put on, you know, the zit or the blemish or that weird red thing. You don't know what it is. So, and so for the frankincense best skin ever, it's also paired with the bee doodab, which is very calming and cooling. That could be like, you know, a mosquito bite, something's just really itchy or inflamed. And then we have doodab, which is great for melasma and hyperpigmentation spots. It does fade the appearance of those. And then we have jewel dab, which goes with rose best skin ever. And that can be an extra thing that you can put on scars or wrinkle areas or rosacea. And then for the brilliant beauty realm with the C. Buckthorn best skin ever, we have the zippity doodab, and that's great for acne.
Oh, well done.
And those are all in little bundles.
Oh, so you can get those in bundles on the site.
And also, like, feel free to email us because we really have a really great team that knows their stuff. You know, they've been totally, they work with me. And if there's anything they don't know, I'm always there. I help them with their questions all day long. So it's really connected to... You know, they're really, really knowledgeable, and then it's connected to my wisdom if the client or our team needs it.
So we have where is the contact information thing? Where is that?
Should be somewhere, but you can email Sage at livinglibations.com. I think it's at the footer of the site.
Yeah, Sage at livinglibations.com.
Yeah.
We'll put that on there. Because you're working on a new website, right?
Yeah, it is up. It's just that we're still having glitches because we migrated, you know, and then...
I know, boy.
You have to...
It's like moving to another planet when you change your website.
But on one level, like the fact that we're even on the other side of the migration is great because if there's millions and millions of points of data and they just have to go, you know, out of the old website and then land in all the right places in the new website.
I know, it's crazy.
So,
it's
crazy.
Here's an email from Gail. She is in Chicago.
Hello, Gail.
She says, every now and then I get these little brown spots. They're not very big, like on my temple. I don't know where they come from, but what could Nadine recommend? Because I just don't like the way they look. Thanks for the show.
Yeah, I would do the Dew Dab on that. And
the Dew Dab.
You could do, yeah, the Dew Dab. So that's just going to be, you're going to do one drop on the area, and then it's just good to be consistent. And it would take a few weeks, like 1 to 2 months that you'll see. It's going to, you know, rate the fading ranges for people. So I would do that. And also, you know, take care, tend to that garden, to the microbiome of your skin. So I would, you know, stop using soap on your face or anything cleansing like that. Go with the oil. And then for a serum, the great thing about the Best Skin Ever for washing is you can also use that as your moisturizer. You can use it on your body when you get out of the shower. And when I get a massage, I bring my bottle of Best Skin Ever. So it really is like the one bottle to do everything. But of course, we also make serums and creams as well. But for that, like, you know, you can just work with the Dew Dab, but I would recommend like the Sandalwood Best Skin Ever with the Dew Dab and then the Soothsayer Serum.
Cool. And when you order during this holiday, use promo code ONERADIO and you get yourself 5% off. Promo code ONERADIO and any Living Libations link. Let's see. Here's another email. Come on, Mouse. Oh, a recent guest on Patrick's show suggested that not to use essential oils internally, as they allegedly can harm to the kidneys. Does Nadine agree with this, or are there exceptions and explanations for this belief? Can essential oils be used safely to calm the GI tract inflammation?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I feel like perhaps that other response was a bit too general. We have an article, and in my book, there's information on what we call the culinary use of essential oils. And also, my friend, Dr. Kurt Schnaubelt, has three amazing aromatherapy textbooks, and, advanced aromatherapy and medical aromatherapy go really into depth and give recipes and guidelines for medical internal use. So just know that there's like deeper resources to go into. Generally speaking, you only want to use an authentic and genuine essential oil. The term food grade is not really from anywhere except just a marketing idea. Mm-hmm. So just know that they may be of a good quality to use internally, or they may not be. That just doesn't mean anything. What you do want to look for is it being, you want to make sure there's a Latin name on there, and you want to be able to know where you're buying it from. So recently, because essential oils are popular, and with that popularity, there's a lot of not real essential oils on the market. And quite frankly, there really always has been since I've been working with the oils since the 80s, but it's just increasing, the not real oils. Or, you know, they're slightly real, or they're nature identical, or they've been adulterated, or there's a component of a citral inside something that's claiming to be Melissa. Or German chamomile isn't really German chamomile, but there's actually Tanacetum annuum in the bottle. Or your cinnamon bark isn't really cinnamon bark, it's actually cassia, which is a different type of plant. Wow. So there's all these kind of tricks and things that have been going on for decades. And as science and that grows, these tricks get a little more finessed. But what I'm leading to is, because there was all that confusion, what we started doing a couple of years ago was posting our third-party testing from a really good lab on our site. So each oil has the gas chromatography reading and the lab's analysis, wow, as if it is real or not. Because we just felt, you know, it was important. Because as we talk about all the wonders of essential oils, we really also want to make sure that it's about using a real one so that you actually can benefit from the results. And so that being said, there are many oils that are classified as GRAS, which is GRAS acronym, generally recognized as safe by the FDA and that kind of stuff. Because before we all got excited about aromatherapy, essential oils were used as part of the food and flavor industry. And again, when we're talking about using an oil or ingesting it, it's about a drop at a time. So that's also important for us to bring our heads around, because we're used to like maybe a whole dropper full or tinctures or teaspoons. And when you're working with the oils, they're potent, and it's about using it one drop at a time.
Mm-hmm. Is there any that you can use safely for this email or in GI tract inflammation?
There there's interesting studies on palmarosa helping with the internal flora. And many essential oils are anti-inflammatories just in general, like peppermint or frankincense. And those are also okay to use internally as well.
But the first one you said is palmarosa.
Yeah, that's one we often use in a lot of our skincare, like in our Sea Buckthorn Best Skin Ever. It's in there, and it's in our Zippity Doo Dab. And I'm trying to see if I can find the study. We used to have it on our website, but we did have to work on our claims. You can't even really link to studies. That's okay. Because there's really enough information out there anyway now. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
so
okay.
I'm trying to find that study because it is really neat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here it is. Yeah.
Oh, you got it?
I do.
Okay.
It is Palmarosa's tonic to tummies experience digestive dampness and weakness via its anti-inflammatory actions. Emerging as an important restorative remedy to the gut and oral ecology, Palmarosa acts as a restorative to the microflora with the both prebiotic-like and detoxicant action. These twin actions are able to both support healthy commensals, which is a word for microflora, and eliminate pathogenic strains in the gut, thereby addressing today's average state of intestinal dysbiosis in a truly comprehensive way.
And you, do you sell that? We have it on the website?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's
let's
on the
buy
website.
Some.
I'm going to
buy
yeah.
some. So here's a good email. This one from Jean.
Oh, let me just say too. And then when you take it internally, you can put it inside a capsule. So if you have like a little vitamin C capsule or a probiotic capsule, you could open it up and drop it in and then take it. Or, you know, one drop with a little bit of honey or one drop with olive oil. So you always want to dilute it to take it with something that's edible. And it is thought, though, that if you put it in a capsule, it'll get further down in the intestinal tract. And I have written stuff about that in my book, but so does like Dr. Kurt Schnabel's book, Advanced Aromatherapy. Yeah. I just like to get those details out because it's important.
I remember years ago, we talked to Hulda Clark, and she had this whole thing using culinary oils for parasites in a capsule. And we have the whole recipe on our website. And it's just...
Yeah, we talked about that once. And then what we did was we made sure we have on our website, we have all the oils for that formula.
Oh, you do? Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's like the recipe is easy to find on the web, on the World Wide Web. And then it's like allspice and I can't remember it all, but thyme, oregano, a cardamom or a cilantro, I think.
Yeah. You know what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and put the recipe on the show page. So if you're interested in that and you want to do a fun thing over the holidays, see if there's any other than favorable actors, you know, that are hanging around that want to leave with the building with Elvis. Well, you can do that and then get the oils from Nadine because you know you're getting the good stuff. And you just put a few drops in. I think it just goes over 2 days or something like that, if I remember, 2 or 3 days. A few drops in a capsule and just... Man, I had this big guy come out. I couldn't believe it was in there. It was crazy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. It was about...
Yeah, and the neat thing that we're learning, too, now that, you know, research and science is looking for things that will help the microbiome and combat pathogens without antibiotics because, you know, it's very serious, our antibiotic resistance issue.
Oh, yeah.
And so, really, it leads to the great phenomenon of essential oils because... All essential oils, to varying degrees, are antifungal, antiviral, and antibacterial. Yeah, so but yet they're able to work with the beneficial bacteria without eradicating them like an antibiotic, which is just this indiscriminate assassin. And so what they found is that essential oils, again to varying degrees, are something called, they have a QSI, which is they are quorum sensing inhibitors. So quorum sensing is the communication and gene expression of pathogens. So normally in our body, we hope that we're, I don't know if this is scientific, but I love thinking about the 80-20 rule. So you know, if we have like 80% of like good bacteria, then they can handle that 20% level of pathogens and viruses. Because we're always going to have some, but we want the garden to be with all the beneficial bacteria. So when the pathogens... there's more in the body, then they're able to gain traction and start communicating through quorum sensing. And so what the essential oil does is it's a quorum sensing inhibitor. So it breaks up that discussion, so to speak, and group think of the pathogens and it's able to bust through biofilms in ways that antibiotics can't. And so I find that fascinating, because now we can understand, you know, why things like clove and frankincense and rose or cinnamon and cardamom have been used in oral care for centuries. Now with this modern science, we're seeing how they can eradicate pathogens but work with the good bacteria.
That's so interesting, because that's what Ginger wants to know. I follow a lot of the shows that Patrick has done on the teeth and the mouth on One Radio Network, and wondering what essential oils can be used that do not disrupt the whole microbiome of the mouth.
Yeah, so basically, you know, all of them. You can also look on our website. We make organic oral care, and I have a book called Holistic Dentistry that also has some recipes in it. And actually, Renegade Beauty has a whole chapter on recipes for skin and like a whole bunch. There's even a mascara recipe in there. So if you really want to look at what we think are really good ones, you can look at all the ingredients in our dental products and then know. And one thing we do is we make these concentrated serums that can just be used by the drop, which contain, like, we've got our Yogi Tooth serum, which has like cayenne and cardamom and cinnamon and clove with neem oil. So that's a really potent one. And then we've got our Happy Gum Drops, which was the first product I made for oral care, and that's got cinnamon, clove, rose, thyme, tea tree, and peppermint.
Wow.
Great studies from the Australian Dental Association on tea tree and oral care.
And so tea tree doesn't mess up the microbiome.
It doesn't. I know there's
a lot of people think it does, but
you, yeah, oh. But it doesn't.
Yes. Cool.
And I go through the science in the book.
And the Renegade Beauty, and also yeah. Then your whole dental book too.
The dental book, it does, but I got a little more updates in the Renegade because dental book was out in 2012.
Yeah.
And the microbiome stuff, like, it's in there, but it's like we've gone so far in.
I know. We've learned so
5
much,
years.
Haven't we? Well,
yeah.
Man. In general, psoriasis, listener Nancy wants to understand more what she could maybe do with that regarding essential oils.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, with listeners of your show would know things about really looking at, you know, gut dysbiosis. It does seem to be related for some, to leaky guts and food sensitivities. So, again, you know, potatoes and cashews are great, but not for some people. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen so many people's just skin go crazy with cashews, and it's hard to know what it is because you're like, oh, we're eating healthy.
Yeah.
So really know what might be triggering it and then try and take care of that. And sunshine is so important. And then depending on the psoriasis, because they all kind of have different natures, but generally what's really good for eczema and psoriasis, because they're kind of similar in their expression, is using something like the Best Skin Ever, like the Sea Buckthorn Best Skin Ever, with a side bottle of peppermint or Bee Doodab, and then that's going to just calm the inflammation and the itching. So hopefully you're getting to a stage two where you're not like exacerbating it through itching. And also, you know, not using soap. We don't really need to use soap anywhere on our bodies except for pits and bits. And with that, you just want to use like a natural bar soap. Mm-hmm. Which you can find at a farmer's market. We also make a really nice charcoal and clay soap. They're two soaps. But you really want to get rid of that itching. So yeah, no soap, and a shower filter or a bath filter would be essential so that you're not intaking and putting, you know, getting chlorine on there. So what's happening and what they've been able to chart scientifically is where there is the rash surfaces on the skin, that's where you're getting a dramatic drop in in friendly bacteria in that area of the skin.
Mm-hmm. Do you sell water filters, shower filters?
I don't.
Okay.
But I feel
there's a good one, Omica. I think it's one of the best ones. Omica, Omica. I just got another one. And I even have rainwater, and I put it on there anyway, just in case there's any, you know, renegades running around in there. Yeah, and they're really good. A little more expensive, boy. You're gonna get the real thing. In general, it's interesting when we talk about money and capitalism, cost, and things like that. It really does work out to go ahead and pay a little bit more for something if you're getting the real deal, doesn't it? I mean, it just does.
I think so, because I feel like a lot. Let's just take like a $70 eye cream. It probably doesn't need to be for like a 5 mil size that much. But because there's eye creams that are like $200. And first of all, it's just filled with chemicals. So I feel like it's actually costing you more than $70. You know what I mean? Because it's just creating like damage. So I don't know, when you can have your home filled with things that, or not necessarily have to be filled, but when you make decisions that really benefit you and your body, I just feel like it makes more economic sense in the long run. But plus, like, obviously, you know, I make all these beautiful products and there's all this sort of stuff, but I do in my book, I also say, like, really, if you just had baking soda, a beautiful bottle of jojoba or olive oil, and some apple cider vinegar, I mean, you could go so far. Like with for your mouth and teeth, you know, and just like a bar of soap, and that could really do you well, and you'd be probably having far better skin in your 70s and 80s than you know, working with either high end cosmetics or drugstore cosmetics.
Yeah, we had a lady put a comment on one of our shows. We talked to Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She's a big fan of castor oil for healing things internally, and she said that she used baking soda and castor oil and help get rid of some of those dark spots. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, actually, I have heard of that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You definitely, like, it does sort of manifest differently for different people. Yeah. And you just, it's good to just be consistent. And it will take a bit of work because it's not going to be magic overnight. But we've had, and you can see in the reviews, just so many people getting progress. You could even add baking soda, castor oil, and then the Dew Dab or the Jewel Dab, make it all happen a bit quicker.
John wants to know if Nadine does anything during the winter or when she has lots of cloudy days to make up for that in the form of sunshine. That's a good question.
It's a great question. I love being in the sunshine. We do, just about every year, we do try and go somewhere sunny. Luckily, our work usually brings us to a conference in California, so we can get a bit of a touch up on our vitamin D stores. But what I will do is I'll open the windows on a sunny day, like the sliding glass, and then just lay on the ground or on a chair right there and get the sun on me. Now, it's not going to be enough to really create significant D, but it's a great air bath, and it's really great to just feel that sun again. You're like, oh yeah, I remember you. And then in recent years, we've gotten the Juve red light, which is maybe something you might want to look at.
I've never,
for an affiliate. Well,
Is that a brand name, Juve?
Yeah, J-O-O-V.
J-O-O-V.
It's infrared and red light. Mm-hmm. And so it helps with collagen and muscle tone, but it really helps with all the winter stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Jove red light, so it's an infrared. Infrared.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Infrared and red, I believe, combined.
You know, Nadine, I wanted to ask you, I do a relaxed far infrared sauna almost every day of my life. And you know, my skin, all arms and all legs, it's really soft, you know?
That's great.
I never really thought about sweating, making your skin more soft. And I guess it does, though. It must, because I don't do anything else. I do dry brush massage, though. And that's probably
That's great.
Right?
But also, and you know, you eat well internally.
Oh, sure, sure.
Because
yeah.
Often, like, dry skin or hard skin is a sign. It could be like a lack of iodine or, vitamin D. Again, vitamin D is really this great internal lubricant. Oh, yeah, and I do take vitamin D in the winter with K2.
Oh, Daniel's Vitalis has got a good one. You like that one?
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I haven't tried his. I didn't know that.
It's vitamin K2 Daylight or something. Really nice ingredient. You know, Daniel. He's out of control, that's great. Well, you're just so great to talk to. Thanks for coming on. I hope folks will go to your website and use promo code OneRadio and look around, and they have some kits and buy yourself some stuff too. So just don't, buy things for somebody else. Buy some things for yourself too, right? Yeah. So you have things to play with over the holidays. You guys going to hang around there and wait for Santa Claus?
Yeah, we like to be, it's a busy season leading up to Christmas. And then I just find like that Christmas day when the whole, a lot of the world is slowed down. It's so special. And then we're just in our winter wonderland and the world just seems extra quiet with our blanket of snow.
Yeah, just hang out there. Do you get a lot of sundaes? Were you sundaes?
You know. Oh yeah, I mean, it's sunny. It's just not strong.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but right now I look out, it's like white. We're having a full snow day. That's the sky is just white. I can't even see across the lake.
How many inches of snow do you average up there? Do you have ever looked?
Yeah, it's like came early this year and a bit hard. Some of it's melted, but we're at about 8 inches right now.
Wow. Well, my dear, you take care of yourself. Or say hi to your husband's name again.
I will. Ron and Leaf.
Give a little plug, because you were telling me before the show, our next guest is wedding. So Master Shah, please bear with us for just a minute or two about you came down to see Dr. Nunley. Give him a plug, because tell him about your experience there.
I hold him in high regard from my interviews with him and all the research he's done. And so I was saving up some dental issues to take to him, because once you've gone into the research like I have, you definitely only want to open wide for a real pro. And, it's so scary. I'm like, but you go there and because, there are kind of compromises. I mean, I had to have a tooth out, this old wisdom tooth. And you know what I mean? So there's, you got to make some kind of compromises, but you need to know that the pilot driving that ship is like the most skilled, has the newest technology, with always holistic and biological and gentle dentistry in mind. And when he's guiding that ship, you know that you're always making the best decisions that are available to us at this day and age. And just the whole office was so wonderful to work with. I've really never felt that level of care in really anything. Like, just that level of care was just unsurpassed. And my son went, and Ron, my husband, went, and we just had some work that we were saving up. And I'm just so impressed that even though I was already 100% thinking he was the best, it just took him to a whole new level.
So she's talking about our friend, Dr. Stuart Nunley, Marble Falls and Healthy Smiles for Life. I'd like to plug him on, because he's probably the Dalai Lama of dentists in the world.
Yeah, we're just so lucky, and it's so great that, his practice is growing, and they're going to have an in-house lab, and just the kindest, gentlest people, and they are always making, like, helping you make the best decisions, like, which is, you can be in some tough spots with dental stuff, like, with old decisions, and when you're really cleaning up past dental work that wasn't the best for us, it's just the best place to go, and they're really used to. They're really able to, like, when people fly in like we did, they get it, and it was just such a seamless experience.
Yeah, they're all set up, and it's only about an hour from the airport, right? Not too far.
Yeah.
From the airport,
yeah.
Austin Airport. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, and amazing how blessed we are to have people like that to help us when we really, and as you know, ladies and gentlemen, and Nadine, it's so critical, this dental thing. You got to have that part of the deal, right? It's amazing, huh? We've learned
and
so much, haven't we?
If you really have a really big issue in your mouth, it's worth it to fly there.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I think worth it, too, to go for that thing first on your list, right? If you got a list of things going on in your body, just get that one done, right? Just get that one done.
Yes, because you don't know, your autoimmune issue just might be all taken care of from something going on in your mouth.
Yeah. All right, my dear. Happy holidays.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, we love you. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Nadine Artemis and Living Libations up in Ontario. What a lovely woman. And so you can go on our website, oneradionetwork.com, and click on the Living Libations link and use promo code OneRadio. OneRadio gets 5% off, and then we'll get a little commission on the sale. And there's a lot of fun things that you can do. And I think if you order in the next week or so, you're going to get things. They're using FedEx now, so you can get things by the Christmas holiday season. So that'll be fun. Get some things for yourself too, Don't forget about yourself.